cliffcentral.com. Hello and welcome to another In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on your favorite podcast platform. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that this show is where I try and bring you the guests that I'm lucky enough to meet in my travels as a global conference speaker, thought leaders, entrepreneurs, business people, successful stories that kind of really catch my attention from the conferences that I work at around the world stages. So what's interesting for me is that my guest today, also homegrown South African talent, which I love and want to promote at all times, is a lady who's not on stage, but normally standing in front of it or behind it. And that's because she's a professional photographer. Her name is Melissa Hogarth. I've had the privilege of being photographed by her at an event recently in Johannesburg. She takes the most amazing pictures. And I figured it's time for her to step out from behind the lens, and the focus now swings to her. So joining us on this podcast, Melissa Hogarth, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on your show.
Now, I know you're a little bit nervous about this. You're a professional photographer, and I have this thing that photographers like to hide away from the limelight by pointing the camera at everybody else. Firstly, how does it feel to be in the spotlight?
Look, I've done plenty of shows before, many, many years ago, so it's not completely new to me to have the spotlight on me, but it's certainly not in this context, not as a photographer, so it's been a while.
And I know you've been through a number of career changes along your lifestyle, but when I met you predominantly as a professional photographer, you've impressed me with your grasp and knowledge of the subject. What makes for a good photograph, Melissa?
What makes for a good photograph is something that captures your attention. I think more importantly, what makes for a great photograph is when you find yourself going back to that photograph to look at it some more, because every time you look at it, there's more detail that comes out.
So is it mainly in composition? I mean, you know, because at one level, I think about photography right now, everybody knows how important images, how important it is to look good, how important it is to capture the moment. And yet, the thing that irritates me enormously is people and their bloody selfies.
Well, you'd be surprised. Back in the beginning, selfies were taken by photographers in the 1800s. It was not uncommon for a photographer to do that. So selfies aren't actually new, but yes, I understand your frustration with it.
I mean, selfies in their own right, which is what most people take. I've got, you know, my own daughter, who's also named Melissa, by the way. My own daughter, Melissa, I looked through her Facebook profile recently. Every single photograph that she's taken, bar one or two in the last two or three years, have been her pouting at the camera with a friend looking over her shoulder. She has no idea what places she's been to. She has no idea what she was doing in those photographs. It's just a procession of silly, pouty selfie photographs. I mean, that's not what you specialize in. I mean, would you tell people now to stop taking selfies, or do you think they're okay?
No, look, it's, for me, photography, it is an expression. It's an art, and art is subjective. So I personally don't have a problem with people taking selfies. Yeah, maybe the pouting constantly is a bit of an irritation, but it's what they do these days. So I don't really mind that. But a professional photograph, one that's taken with a good quality camera, with somebody who knows something about it, you still cannot beat that.
Well, I know you carry around a box of lenses and photographic things with you. I mean, look, you know, I use an Apple iPhone 7S. The thing's got a camera on that is rock star. It seems a shame to waste that on a bloody selfie, to be honest with you. I mean, you're saying have a great camera. You know, do you really need something that you can? You're professional in this, I get that. But I mean, you can take great photographs with your mobile phone, can't you?
You can take brilliant photographs with your mobile phone. And in fact, I know it was Apple that did a campaign that was an overseas campaign where they took cell phone photographs and made billboards out of them, and they were stunning. So I know some professional photographers will get a little bit irritated that everybody's a photographer these days, but it's true. Everybody is in their own way. And I think that's okay. Personally, I'm quite happy with that.
I've learned to live with that as well, because everyone tells me they're a speaker in this career that I've chosen as well. So, you know, normally I get people come out to go, I can like to be a professional speaker.
And they are speaking.
Exactly. To which my answer is normally Bloemfontein. And they go, huh? And I say, because that's where the queue of people who want to do that ends. So, I mean, we're talking about what makes for a great photograph, and we're talking composition then, right? So you're saying, even if you take a bloody selfie, I hate the damn things, but even if you're taking a selfie, compose it properly. And that doesn't mean just puffing out your lips and giving it the old Melania Trump look longingly into the lens. What's good composition all about for photographers?
You know, the thing that's spoken about most often is the rule of thirds. From my, because I have a background in marketing and PR. So for me, it is the eye trail. If you look at where does your eye land, and if it's landing on the right spot in the photograph, in my opinion, you've taken it correctly. Whatever you want the person's attention to go to, whatever you want the main focus to be, that's where you should focus. But there's a little bit more to that, because if you think about it, we read from left to right.
Okay.
So our eye trail naturally goes from left to right. If you're painting through a magazine, and just try it next time, you know, you're looking, you start off with from the left, but you almost instinctually go to the right. You're ending on the right page, which is why a lot of, well, back in the day, a lot of marketers or advertising people would say, have your ad come out on the right-hand side, because that's naturally where the eye is going to land.
Okay.
So for me, the eye trail is very important to, when a person looks at that photograph, are your lines, the lines that are in the photograph, are they drawn to the main focus, or are they pushing the focus away?
So what's this one third, one third, one third? Because in a selfie, a third is your eyes, a third is your nose, and a third is your pouty, bloody lips.
Yeah. Well, it's very simply, you divide the canvas, the photograph, into three sections, three going across in the middle and at the bottom. What's that game that you play? Noughts and crosses.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think of it. So you have that, and it should land on the top third or the bottom third of that photograph.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're saying horizontal lines, a third at the top, a third in the middle, a third at the bottom, and that knowing that your eyes... So I'm going to look at all of your professional photographs from now on and go, you've got them all focused where the subject's moving my eyeballs to the right.
Yeah.
So in one third of the picture on the right-hand side, I'm going to see the most important things of your photo, and they're going to be in the top and in the middle and in the bottom. Is that how I'm going to look at you and judge you from there on?
Well, those are that's one of the rules. But I was speaking to another professional photographer just this week, and he's been in the industry for 20 odd years. And I agree with his viewpoint on this. He was saying rules are meant to be broken. So these days, if there is something aesthetic, if there's something catchy that draws your attention to a photograph, and as I said in the beginning, if it's a great photograph, you will keep coming back for more. So I think, you know, those rules, they're there for guidance,
mm-hmm.
but I don't necessarily think you have to stick to them personally. And I know that there are a few other photographers that consider the same.
Okay, so I want to go back to this bloody selfie thing again, right? Because I see them all over the place. And most people, by the way, have very poor photographs of themselves. If you go on social media now and look at your mates, and I'm not just saying you, Melissa, I'm talking about me as well. I mean, you know, the amount of people who have not bothered to invest in what I would call a good head and shoulders shot, be it for Facebook, be it for LinkedIn, whatever it's for, most people, I mean, I still know some people who have the outline on there and on their social media profile pages. That just sucks. And I never accept them as friends anyway, because who are they really? You know, you've got to have a good professional head and shoulders shot of yourself.
Yes.
And most people, I mean, they see professional photographers at weddings, at funerals, at conferences. They don't really come across people like you, Melissa, day to day. And I know you don't drive around with an advert on the back of your car saying, "Hey, stop me for a head and shoulders shot. I'm a professional photographer." So, because this is rare to know, do you agree with me that anybody who's on social media, doesn't matter whether you've got one friend or 100,000 friends, you've got to have a good head and shoulders shot?
Absolutely. In fact, is that my phone coming through?
No, it's not ringing on my end. You're on Skype with us now from a home in a secret location in Joburg, but you're fine. Keep going. We've still got at least 5 minutes to talk. So if it's anybody else, tell them to bugger off and stay only with Cliff Central.
Okay. So, you know, for me, a professional photograph is something that the individual has to look into, because it is the first thing that a person's going to see.
Yes.
And especially if you're on LinkedIn, because that is the professional network. That's the social media platform.
Yeah, getcha.
But if, you know, you can take a good photograph with your phone. You really could. But you have to practice it, and you have to take plenty of shots. And I just don't think people have the training in that, which is why you usually go to a professional to get it done.
So you would recommend anyone listening to this who's got a social media profile, particularly on something like LinkedIn, although I think it's important for Facebook too, it's the great attractor. People buy from people. People relate to other people. Is go to a photographic studio and arrange to have a portfolio of head and photograph pictures shot.
Do you know what I think is what should be done? I think businesses should get hold of a professional photographer and have them come to their offices, set up a little on-the-go studio, and take the photographs for their staff to put up on their social media profiles.
Wow.
If they want a professional photograph.
Great idea.
I
have a photographer friend in the States, as well as a photographer friend here in you, a guy called Chuck Fazio, who takes the most amazing things. He runs what he calls a headshot lounge. I think he's trademarked the name. And he does exactly that. I hadn't thought of that until we're talking now.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking about your company and your employees and the brand image, this is not even a perk anymore. This is, you know, for anyone who's got a public profile and a face at any level, maybe that's a great idea. Get your company to band together and as a little nice little incentive thing, call in Melissa Hogarth as your professional photographer. I assume you'd do that. Mel, would you?
Yes, I have actually done that quite a number of times already. And if anybody is going to do that for their company, I would suggest that they set up in a location where there is privacy, because people do become very self-conscious when they have their photograph taken. And you don't want a group of your colleagues standing by chirping at you while you're supposed to have this professional, friendly image.
Yeah, God. So, and stop taking selfies, people. Please, if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Melissa Hogarth is our guest today, professional photographer. She says she doesn't really mind selfies, but at least get some composition in them. Just give up the Kim Kardashian pout. Get a bit of background in, so that when you look back on these ridiculous bloody photographs that you're taking in the next 10 or 15 years, at least you can go, "Oh yes, there I was at Tiger's Milk with my best friend and my Kim Kardashian lips." Or there I was in the Michalisburg in the game reserve. Try and get something else in if you're taking these bloody selfies. I thought selfies were things that people with no friends took, because if I want pictures of me, I always ask a friend to take one. I'm kind of good at that. But I love your idea of the headshot lounge. Companies listening to this, think about that. Bring in a professional photographer, make it kind of cook at that level. And photograph your employees, help them out. You know, and here's our problem with this. Time flies in a 15-minute podcast like this. So I've got to ask you very quickly as we begin to wrap up, how do people get hold of you and see the photographs that Melissa Hogarth has taken to judge whether their own photos are good or bad for themselves?
You know, I really do word of mouth. That's where all my clients have come from.
Right.
I am on LinkedIn. And I'm available on Twitter. I'm available on all the social media platforms, basically.
So go Google Melissa Hogarth.
Google that. And then also you can just email me at melissa@hogarth.co.za.
That's nice. melissa@hogarth.co.za. I think that's bloody brilliant. And you see, 15 minutes has run away. You were nervous beforehand. You go, I'm a photographer, man. Have I got enough to say? We've got thousands of things that we could say that we don't have time for. But thank you for doing that. You give me a great idea about the people that work with me in my own business. We're trying to ban selfies, even though you say they're not so bad. But you know what, Mel? Great value as a guest on this podcast platform.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
What an absolute joy. And there you are. You see, listening to Melissa Hogarth telling it like it is. Improve your photographs, people. That's it for this episode. From me, Michael Jackson, and my guest, Melissa Hogarth, you've been listening to CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.